And now our next section of news is devoted to Christmas activities and preparations. We hear how busy the city centre has been with Christmas shoppers, how Norwich Theatre has made arrangements to put on Christmas shows, and the plans that have been put in place to ensure that people in need have access to a Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. We start first with a report on a socially distanced Christmas carol concert, followed by a small piece about Christmas decorations mysteriously appearing on a street.
Children and adults got into the Christmas spirit thanks to the power of song at a fundraising outdoor carol concert. The first two sold-out Carols in the Cloister events at Norwich Cathedral, sponsored by the Eastern Daily Press, took place on Saturday, December the 12th. It is raising money for Christian Aid, Norfolk and Waverley Mind, and the Trussell Trust, which supports food banks. Despite being a smaller, socially distant crowd, compared with the previous fundraising concerts, visitors soaked up the festive atmosphere. The 30-minute concerts were led by Master of Music Ashley Grote, who directed the cathedral choristers and members of a chamber choir, all of whom were wearing Father Christmas hats. David Powell's editor of the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News said, "It is a perfect way to get families to think about the true meaning of Christmas." The two remaining sold-out concerts take place on December the 19th.
Decorations which appeared along a busy road are bringing a smile to people's faces. Bows, tinsel and shiny wreaths have been put on lampposts, bus shelters, telegraph poles and street signs along Wroxham Road in Sproston. And the identity of the person who put them up remains a mystery. Bill Cousins, vice chairman of Sproston Town Council, said, "The decorations are absolutely marvellous. Lots of people have decorated their homes in Sproston. It's just what we need to brighten up the place during this difficult time." A resident on the Original Life in Sproston Facebook page said, "The decorations on lampposts along Wroxham Road are adorable. Thank you to the person or people who did it. Need that extra festive cheer this year. I love our little community."
Norwich was busy over the weekend as people headed into the city centre to do their Christmas shopping. Main shopping areas in the city were busy, including Gentleman's Walk and the Lanes, despite cold temperatures and showers. People have been urged to shop local this year, with independent businesses having struggled to weather reduced trade and the two lockdowns. And with only one more weekend before Christmas, people were making the most of the chance to head out. Footfall has recovered well in Norwich since the first lockdown, though it took a knock before the second one. Under Tier 2 restrictions, which Norfolk currently is under, people can meet in groups of up to six outside, but cannot mix households indoors. The restrictions are due to be reviewed on Wednesday, the 16th of December.
From divided queues to a misting machine, Norwich Theatre Royal has been transformed into a COVID-safe venue ahead of its festive programme, A Right Royal Christmas. The theatre is temporarily reopening its doors from December the 16th to the 24th, and three shows will alternate during the season, which are Panto in a Pickle, A Circus Carol, and She Go Does It Under the Christmas Tree with Friends. The auditorium has been split into four sections with separate entrances for each. And in the venue, these are partitioned into four queues with a one-way system and floor markers to indicate where each group needs to stand. Ticket checks will be contactless and theatre goers can buy refreshments on arrival, which must be consumed when they are seated, with no interval to prevent crowding. Audience members will need to wear masks unless eating, drinking or exempt. And a misting system has been installed on the auditorium roof to clean seats between shows. Stephen Crocker, Chief Executive of Norwich Theatre, said, "We've thought really carefully about how to create the safest environment we can. And we feel really confident that we have satisfied all the guidelines. Christmas in this building is special every year, and the pantomime is a highlight of Christmas for so many people. and we wanted to keep that tradition alive. Mr. Crocker added, "We open on the day that the tier restrictions review takes place, but if ever there was a time for hope, that is Christmas, and we are going forward with optimism."
Our final news item in this section is about the Norwich Open Christmas event at St Andrew's Hall on Christmas Day. Chatterbox has been informed that each year two or three visually impaired people have been guests at this free-of-charge event, which caters for those who are homeless or on their own. As the news item will explain, due to the impossibility of maintaining social distancing for over 500 guests and volunteers, the halls will not be opening this year. But there will be a takeaway service between 12 noon and 2 p.m. from outside on St Andrew's Plain, and also a festive food bag delivery service in the Norwich area to those who request it. All arrangements depend on government guidelines in force at the time, and if things do change, the local media will be advised. Booking is recommended, and contact details are given in this article. Home deliveries and festive food stalls will ensure an event which feeds hundreds of people and gives them companionship on Christmas Day can return. Norwich Open Christmas is held at St Andrew's Hall in the city centre each year and gives hundreds of people a hot meal and a place to go on December the 25th. Its volunteers serve 500 Christmas meals each year, with cooking preparations beginning 48 hours in advance. But with coronavirus restrictions still in place, trustees, determined to see the event continue, have had to come up with an alternative. Chairperson Bill Ashton said this year, if government restrictions allow, the event will take two forms. Home deliveries will be made in the morning, with food and festive goods delivered by volunteers. Later, food stalls will open outside St Andrew's Hall, covered under gazebos, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. for people to enjoy something to eat. Turkey rolls, pigs in blankets, hot drinks and mince pies will be among the food on offer at the stalls, which will aim to support rough sleepers in particular. Those who would like a home delivery will need to call the Open Christmas team on 01603 510 751 option 1. That's 01603 510 751 option 1. Or email transport@norwichopenchristmas.org.uk. Mr. Ashton also said they were appealing for donations of a festive variety, but that all goods would need to be individually wrapped. He said, "Unfortunately, every year we need an open Christmas for those who are disadvantaged, but this year in particular, it has been a dreadful year for everyone, and we appreciate there are many people who are going through considerable suffering. We want them to know that at Christmas, we will be there for them."